Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Borders. Batting seventh. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Norton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Travis Miller. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a pop-up towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez fires to first and has Knobloch trapped. There's the throw to Norton, who tags Knobloch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McArdo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McArdo moves to second. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cameron. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rebule hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 0-for-1 in the game. Borders hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Borders reaches second base with a double. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McArdo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borders scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coomer strikes out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Becker steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton is called out on strikes. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to second. Cordova throws the ball into Rabule who relays the ball to Mears who tags Thomas for the out. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton misplays the ball. That's an error on Norton. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cameron. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Cordova scores. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Al Levine now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to third. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Borders strikes out. Two outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0-2 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham pinch runs for Greg Norton. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dave Stevens now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Durham now playing second base. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Robin Ventura now playing third base. Darren Lewis now playing center. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Molitor moves to third. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cameron. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Cordova scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coomer. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Coomer steals second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker is walked intentionally. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Borders bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Martinez moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Harold Baines pinch hits for Robert McArdo. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martinez scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Don Slott now catching. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Mike Cameron now playing left field. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rebule moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Ron Coomer. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Guillen. Hocking moves to third. Walbeck moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-4 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hocking scores. Walbeck moves to third. Becker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.